Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman live from the Wisconsin State Fair at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. Alex Strove's running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. About 1 hour away from the trade deadline coming and going for Major League Baseball. Nothing yet for the Milwaukee Brewers outside of Danny Jansen, which happened a couple days ago. Actually, longer now. That happened a while ago.
Yeah.
Now what has happened, because Taylor and Waukesha is so deep in Alex Strove's head that someone has to come to Alex Strove's defense. On the Carbus Talking Text line, that loser from Waukesha needs to stop with the clown stuff. Maybe he's the clown. Diana and Maguanica.
Yeah. Diana, go get him, Dirty D.
Dirty D.
Protect your own, Dirty D.
I appreciate
that. She would never protect me.
Well, I mean,
I should come for you.
You got to do some self-reflecting on why.
I've done plenty, and I'm good.
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
There it is.
Is that what I need to do, Strove?
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
Conley Ray Jeff.
Thank you. What a random. Is that a new Tory Low drop?
Conley Ray Jeff.
That's football,
baby.
Strove's having fun back there.
All right. So.
With legends.
Where is Tyrone?
Tyrone,
what is crack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a?
Crack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-
Alstrop's the clown guy chimes back in. It's great, Brad. Brad, it's great. I think we just found Mrs. Clown.
Oh, man. Dang.
Don't do my girl Dirty D like that.
Dude, Diana's going to be coming for you now.
You don't want that, Taylor Walker.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure you're ready for that.
Diana McGuanago brings the heat.
She don't play.
We just found Mrs. Clown is wild.
That is wild. I know Taylor Walker, so you don't mess with the McGuanago folks. They don't play them games out there in the muck. That was funny, though. Very funny. Strofe, your reaction to finding your missus?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Dude, what are you doing back there? Because you are purposely using hotkeys right now. And I know you do a good job with that, but usually it's a telltale sign that you are eating.
I'm not eating. I'll tell you that much.
What are you preoccupied with? You didn't give me a good brewer's.
I'm not preoccupied. I'm doing the show. Do you not hear all the drops of playing?
No, you haven't brought yourself on camera. This is you having FOMO? What's going on back there? Do we need to have a intervention with you, buddy?
Holy cow, I'm a tool.
You know, I was thinking about Strofe walking through State Fair, right?
We're here at State Fair,
Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. I'm walking through, and we already just established there's so much to see here. And there was a guy who I came across. You know, you got these carnival folks. All these carnival folks. And there was a guy called Fool the Guesser.
Oh, yes.
Now, at Fool the Guesser, you can try to fool him by giving him either your birth month within 2 months, your age within 2 years, or your weight within 3 pounds.
Oh, I want to do this.
I know. So, I thought of Alex Strofe right away, right? Because he's tall, he's skinny. I don't even, because of that length, and it'd be easy to fool the guesser if you're Alex Strofe. Yeah. So I wondered, like, could we as KBN guess Strofe's weight within 3 pounds? Could we be the guessers?
Oh, yeah, we already
Strofe, can we do this?
He's 177.
When's the last time you weighed yourself?
I weighed myself on Sunday after a wedding.
177.
Okay. Oh, so it's going to be a little heavier.
Wedding,
a little heavier.
I might be throwing off a little bit.
Can you please give us your height?
I'm 6'3".
6'3". Can you please give us any past medical history?
It's a long list.
Yeah, it's really not that long. I had heart surgery as a child.
Didn't you break some bones?
What about,
that's it?
What about?
I've broken both of my pinkies.
What's your?
Of course. Of course. How? How did you break your pinky?
I fell down the stairs once, and the other one was basketball. Just a rebound, stuffed my finger.
What girl pushed you down the stairs like that?
No, I tripped. I slipped on carpeted stairs, and I fell all the way down, and I broke my pinky. I was like 11. It was awesome.
It's still
crooked to this day.
What does your diet consist of?
Yeah, your top five food and drink.
Well, I had sushi for lunch. I like Italian food. I enjoy a good bolognese or spaghetti.
I've never heard somebody say bolognese more than you, Stroh.
I love bolognese. It's like one of my favorite dishes. What else do I like? I like tacos.
You sound like the most basic.
I eat a lot of brats in the summer.
Brats, okay. And we're in the summer, so that means something.
You can do with a potato, I'll eat it. French fry, tater tot, mashed, baked.
Let's move on to your non-alcoholic drinks.
I drink coffee every day, I drink water every day, and I drink sodas probably 4 days a week. One soda. I had a Coke today.
Diet or non-diet?
I had a non-diet Coke today, but I do drink Diet Coke as well.
Okay.
So he had Coke.
Why do you
Coke
drink
heavy.
Diet Coke?
Why do I drink Diet Coke? Because I like how it tastes. I don't understand the question.
No, I'm just curious because usually people drink Diet Coke.
Why do you drink anything, Kyle? Because you like how it tastes or it has nutritional value, one or the other.
All right, we're playing guess Alex Strofe's weight within 3 pounds. 6'3", heart surgery, two broken pinkies, sushi, Italian bolognese, tacos, brats, anything with potato, coffee, water, 4 days a week soda, had a Coke Diesel heavy today.
Yep.
Coming off a wedding is when he weighed himself. With all that information, I'm going to go with 176.
Oh, okay. I had 175 in my head. I'm going to double down on 175.
I got 177.
Within 3 pounds.
Why are you all within 3 pounds of one another?
I don't know. I have no idea.
We have conviction.
I believe
we know you. We know you. We're the guessers.
Yeah, we're the guessers.
We're the experts on you.
Okay. So tell me your guesses one more time.
Ben, 176. Kyle, 175. Brad, 177.
I was 177.
Flip those. Yeah.
Can you see the video stream? Because I have the answer written down.
It's going to take a little second.
You let me know when you're good for the reveal.
I'm dying to see it. Can we fool the guesser just like the State Fair carny?
Would you put it on a piece of paper like Wilt Chamberlain?
171. Boy, you are scrawny.
We were off by 3 pounds. We're not as good as the guesser.
No, you are
dude,
extremely
wait,
scrawny.
171 so in the
I
summer
don't think
after a wedding?
After a wedding.
I think the guesser would go 0-for-3 on me. I almost have to go to the State Fair now.
You have to.
I don't think you'd get my birth month. I don't think I give off the energy I provide. I don't think you'd get my age. I don't think people realize how young I am.
Yeah, you do look 40.
Yeah, you do.
I have gray hair and a beard.
When you talk, you sound like you're 45.
And then what was the other one? My weight. I think I'm deceiving because of my height.
Dude, Strofe, I need you to come to the State Fair and have Guess the Guesser, see if you can get those things.
Guess
I need
the Guesser.
6'3",
fool
169,
the guesser.
Guess the Guesser.
171?
That's crazy.
That's so scrawny, Strofe, after eating.
I can't believe.
You called me fat 2 weeks ago. What do you want from me?
You had a
you
had
flip-flop on my appearance just like you flip-flop on your sports opinions.
If he didn't,
I mean,
if he didn't
really
like
bad.
Bolognese and tacos and potatoes, he'd be 150.
Jeez. That's true.
And a lot of suds in the summer.
Yeah. I've heard the kind of drinks you like to indulge in.
Why'd you get all weird, Brad?
I was trying to figure out the best way to say that. Oh. Did you lay
just
it
ask
out?
Him in doctor's terms how many drinks a week do you have?
Depends on the week.
Did you lay it all on the dance floor that night, Strofe? Is that why it's like, did you lose water weight?
It was really warm out, so yes, I sweat a lot.
I would say it was
not my best performance on the dance floor. There was a lot of shirtless men, and that kind of made me scared because I don't want to go shirtless.
Shirtless men on the dance floor at a wedding?
Nonstop, like right away at 8 o'clock. All the groomsmen took their clothes off, and I was uncomfortable, so I sat outside.
So what's crazy is, sophomore year of high school, I started playing football. Well, I didn't start then, but I was playing football. I started the season at 196.3. and I got mono. And I got my weight dropped all the way down to 168.
Oh, wow.
I felt like I was literally wasting away.
You gotta
away.
Stop making out with everybody.
Strofe is wasting away every day.
Yeah, my girlfriend at the time got mono too. She gave it to me.
Wait, how did she get it?
I don't know. It was all over.
Somebody swapping
spit. Out?
Somebody was not faithful in this relationship. That's my understanding here.
Who'd you kiss?
Was it Logan's? She ended up being the one that actually broke my heart.
Oh, she did cheat on you, didn't she?
She
did.
Well, that was I hate to report.
Oh, and you just figured out that the mono might have been.
I hate to report that was not the first
Johnny
time.
Johnny had mono too, huh?
KBN Sports correspondent, hit the KBN Sports desk and break it down.
Oh man.
Hey, bro.
Alex Strofe.
Brad. Alex Strofe from the KBN Sports Update desk.
Yes.
That wasn't the first time she cheated on you.
No. She was faithful to that point.
You used to date a thought?
What's that mean? All right. New liner, Strofe.
What that means.
New liner.
Context clues.
I can pick it up enough by the context.
On the carbless talking text line, wow. What's the game called, Brad?
Fool the guesser.
Taylor the Clown chimes in, or Taylor the Clown. Taylor Strofe's the clown guy. I bet the guesser can guess Strofe is clown.
That one was good.
I love it. Tell us about one of our good partners.
Yes.
Listen, did anything happen on the trade deadline?
You know how some things just feel right, KBN Nation. That's how it feels with Citizens Bank. From the moment you walk in or even just hop on their app that I love, you feel like you are somewhere you actually belong. It's not just about checking accounts or mortgage rates. It's the way they know your name, remember your story, and genuinely care about what you are trying to do, whether it's building a business, starting a family, or just trying to get a little peace of mind. Citizens Bank is here for you, and they are local. They are invested in the community, and they are all about helping you move forward with the tools that make banking so easy. So go ahead and visit them today at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank, or visit one of their many local locations. That's citizensbankwi.bank, and always bank where you belong with Citizens Bank in Wisconsin.
It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. We're back from the State Fair next. Trade deadline looming.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN. Mm.
Do you wash your shins in the shower? We shower from hair to kneecap. The rest can drip down our legs to our feet.
Doesn't work that way.
No, it does work that way.
What's the poll say?
34% don't wash their shins.
That is shockingly low. KBN Nation, you're better than that.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a lot of disgusting human beings on this planet.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's crazy right now.
Oh, KBN Nation, if you are thinking about upgrading your windows, you should think no more, and you should contact my friends at Universal Windows Direct. My windows I have in my house from UWD are magnificent, and right now, they have a great deal going on right now. You choose your offer. Yes, you pick the offer that works best for you. Listen up. You can have payments as low as $99 a month. Yes, payments as low as $99 a month, or you can have 12 months with no payments and no interest. Seriously, upgrade your home now and relax until next year. Universal Windows Direct can come to your house very soon for their free in-home estimate. Yes, they can give you a free in-home estimate. All you have to do is call 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. You schedule your free in-home estimate. If you call them today, they can be here by Saturday. That's how quickly they move, and they love upgrading your home. So trust me, once you get your new windows, you'll be walking around saying, just like me, I love my windows.
He is Kyle Wallace. My name is Ben Brust, alongside Bradley Nortman, and we are at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. Make sure to stop by and see Midland with South Hall take on the Bank 5-9 main stage tonight. Learn more about Bank 5-9 at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Yin Yang Twins coming.
Can you believe that?
She got her hands up on her knees.
That is
and the bows on her thighs.
Yeah.
It's gotten pretty quiet on the Jeff Passan Twitter account here, and we're getting close to the deadline.
That's like Matt Arnold's phone. Quiet.
You can't get over that.
I'm just saying. I'm like, he told you already. He said, I ain't doing nothing. Remember when Magic Johnson said, I ain't going to be here? He was saying, I ain't making no trades today. Just so y'all know, don't hold your breath, because we good where we at.
The latest is the Padres.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, that's what Matt Arnold said. I ain't doing no trades.
The Padres.
I'm not
going to
be here.
The only things that are worth mentioning is a shortstop, Carlos Correa, who's got way too big of a contract.
Wait, he's on a move? On.
Yeah, he's going to Houston.
Wow, back to Houston he goes.
Indeed.
And then you have Ryan O'Hearn was a name. You heard a first baseman all-star this year for the Orioles.
That seemed like a good deal for the Orioles to make that trade.
He's going to the Padres. I'm trying to think if there's anything else worth mentioning that would be Brewers-related.
Seemed like a lot of AL moves. Some NL. I saw that Phillies.
The Phillies did some stuff. The Tigers got Kyle Finnegan, who's a closer.
It just seemed like a lot. I saw somebody went to the Blue Jays. A lot of AL. So I don't, because the Cubs didn't actively acquire
the Cubs got a
reliever?
A Washington Nationals pitcher that was promised, but nothing of huge significance. Their lineup's good.
The Dodgers already have plenty.
They are what they are.
It looks like the only mover and shaker here is not the Dodgers, is not the Cubs.
It's the AL and the Phillies and the
Padres.
I feel okay
Padres,
about that. My main concern would have been the Cubs to really do something to fill any of their holes. But the Dodgers, they already have so much. They just got to get healthy. And, you know, they do their trade deadline in the offseason when they just gobble up talent.
Yep.
So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with this team. I'm okay with Matt Arnold basically saying and going with Christian Yelich's perspective of saying, look, I like these guys. They've got a special connection. And Pat Murphy has created a very healthy locker room. And it keeps the window open, not just this year, but for several years going forward.
And I think it sends a good message that, once again, like, players love to be heard. And I understand what Ben was saying. Players shouldn't be running the team. I agree, and I don't think players are running the team. But I think
I agree. I was having some fun with you. It's good that they have a united front, and their message is the same.
Yeah, and again, learn your lesson from the Josh Hader trade. And I think that's exactly what the Milwaukee Brewers have done. And they decided right now this team is playing really, really well. And if we can get the same performance out of this bullpen and the starting rotation as well throughout the rest of the season, that goes into the postseason. And then you have Andrew Vaughn or some hero. There seems to be a hero that steps up for the Milwaukee Brewers, whether it's Isaac Collins, who I legitimately had no idea who Isaac Collins was until he got called up to the Brewers. And so these guys have been stepping up for the Milwaukee Brewers. And I think this is just a team who they are. And so I'm actually good with the Brewers not making a move. Again, I would have loved one, but I'm okay without them making a move and rolling with the guys that they got, because they are a team that is playing with a lot of confidence, and they want to match up against anybody. Like Caleb Durbin said a couple of days ago, listen, we're scrappy. We want to fight. We're going to fight anytime we're in the
game. If you play us, it's going to be 9 innings.
And that's exactly what I want to hear. So they got all the guys in the locker room that they need, but more importantly, they have the mentality that they believe in themselves. Remember, they started 0-4, fellas, and look at them now.
Yeah, and real quick, I'm glad that they didn't move anybody that was part of the current lineup, right? Yep. Maybe giving up a prospect, that's one thing, but you remove any part of the team, the team changes. You never know how a guy's voice or personality or presence adds to the culture of the team. That I would protect at all costs.
We go over to the Carb List Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. For those who don't join us as frequent, Alex Strofe, our producer, has a little bit of a rift going on with Taylor and Waukesha, also known as Strofe's a Clown Guy. Strofe's a Clown Guy took it next level. Diana McGuanago has been a day one of Kyle Brustenor.
Oh, yeah.
Loves Kyle Wallace.
Love me some Diana, some Dirty D, baby.
She loves Kyle Wallace. Mm. She loves Brad, and she loves Strofe, and I'm somewhere.
I love Diana.
Well, Strofe's the Clown Guy called Diana and McGuanago Mrs. Clown.
Mm. Yeah.
The reaction is come in.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
From Diana McGuanago.
I know she's standing on business.
Did that clown from Waukesha really call me Mrs. Clown? Okay. Clown war is on.
Yeah.
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
Hey, listen. I ain't going to lie to you. Taylor and Waukesha, Strofe is one thing. He's a lightweight. You can take Strofe. But Dirty D, she don't play them games, man. I don't mess with Dirty D. She got the nickname Dirty for a reason. Not because she stink, because she dirty.
Not because she's tank.
She'll fight dirty. She'll get down and dirty. She's a scrapper. I love her. She's like the Brewers team. She's a scrapper.
I would not.
All right, Diana and Taylor.
Give us your
resumes of why each of you are going to win Clown War.
Oh, Clown War is upon us. I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to be on the other side of Dirty
D. I got Taylor and Waukesha on this one.
I'm going with Dirty D.
He's relentless.
Dirty D, she ride deep. She won't quit. I like Dirty D.
Man, I don't know. Dirty
All
day,
of
Dirty
this
D's
over a 4XL
one.
T-shirt. All of this.
It's such a good point.
We've got KBN Nation turning against each other. I mean, this is just a mess.
I love an internal war.
What's remarkable is I believe because of how much this 4XL T-shirt, I feel like it's now in demand. I feel like KBN Nation wants the 4XL T-shirt. Did you know that World War I started with a ham sandwich?
No, it did.
Huh?
I thought somebody
All
like.
All right.
I got
X-Files. X-Files.
Wait a minute. Didn't somebody get like murdered?
Yeah. The
Prince Ferdinand.
Prince Ferdinand of the something of Austria. The Prince of Austria.
Yeah, Franz Ferdinand.
I believe he was had a desire to go get a ham sandwich at a restaurant. It was not part of the plan, and he went into the restaurant, and there is where he got assassinated.
In a different country.
It all started on a ham sandwich. If not for that ham sandwich, there might have been no World War I.
Dang.
And so if not for a 4XL T-shirt, now, I could be off on some of the micro details, KBN Nation, but that is the general gist of it, that he got murdered, and it was all because of a ham sandwich.
Strophes the Clown Guy chimes in. I teach on the north side of the 414. I ain't scared.
Oh.
Who was that?
We bring in Diana McGuanago on the Carbless Talking Text Line. Diana, what do you have to say to Taylor and Waukesha?
No, Ben, I have it with you. I was about to say I had your back, too, but you picked Taylor and Waukesha over me.
Get him.
Get him, Dirty
How
D.
How dare you?
Get him.
What?
Right. You a day one. That's what he does.
No. Dirty D, we have a love-hate relationship.
But still, you should have had my back other than that clown in Waukesha.
Yeah, you should have my back instead of that clown in Waukesha too, Ben.
Yeah, Ben. Why you trying
to have
people?
Your back?
Where's the loyalty?
Punk.
You don't have Diana's back. You don't have my back.
What did she say today when she called in?
And you're
happy Thursday.
And you're shocked why, Strophe?
Damn.
Because I thought you were a man of integrity. Oh, wait a minute. No.
And you're shocked why, Strophe?
Yeah, that's your fault, Strophe.
Wow.
You just called him a narcissist 2 days ago.
He's
exactly
a narcissist right now.
Yeah, I mean, so usually narcissism and integrity don't go together.
Oh, my goodness.
So far, nothing. Clown Wars. Nothing.
Ben,
nothing.
Stop. Ben, it's over.
Ben is like the guy who's sitting waiting by his phone waiting for his girlfriend to text him. She's, where is she?
Yeah, Ben.
I've been waiting for a text or a phone call.
She out kicking it with her ladies, maybe with some other dudes.
Yeah. She's secure in her relationship with you.
Yeah, Ben, stop. Ben, you have been looking the entire show.
I know, but like it's not because like I just want to know. Like, this is fun.
He told you it's not going to happen. He literally told you he got asked about a trade. He said, yeah, I've been on the phone earlier today, but somehow I can take a call with you all for 10, 15 minutes. But then, yeah.
All right, I'll admit it. I'm a fool.
Yeah,
I should have listened to Kyle. I'm being a man.
Hit
the button. Kyle was right. Kyle was on to something.
Kyle's on to something.
Holy cow, I'm a tool. We'll hear from Matt Arnold from Alex Strophe right now. Because I should have listened to Kyle after listening to Matt Arnold on 620 WTMJ this morning, the day of the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Now that the deadline's here, does that really ramp up the talk?
Yeah, it certainly does. I've been on the phone already this morning for a while, you know, but it's back before that, guys like Andrew Vaughn, Quinn Priester, et cetera. So, you know, getting guys like Woodruff back, et cetera, there's just a lot of guys.
He said bringing Woodruff back.
Yeah.
Getting him back from injury.
He was using everything he had to say, hey, remember this Brewers
fans? Remember all these things I've done?
Yeah.
Don't expect much today.
Who signed Brandon Woodruff to that 2-year deal even though he was coming off an injury and wouldn't play all last year? He did. That's why he's coming back. I'm telling you. He said, look what I made. Look what I did. We hated Craig Counsell because he left us, and look what we did. We just put our foot up Craig Counsell's behind, derriere, where the sun don't shine. What more do y'all want? Just a World Series. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what
happens.
Best record in baseball. Don't.
When I say we'll see what happens, I'm, again, that's not me for the next 30 minutes looking at the deadline, thinking the Brewers are going to do something. Now
what
it's just me
summer.
Looking at the deadline.
This is a fun summer. Fun summer.
No, I'm having a great
time. It's more than
time.
Fun. Mark Antanasio said fun summer. It's been an exhilarating
man,
summer.
Man, this has been amazing, man. This Brewers fever that the city is catching right now, boy, oh, boy, I love it. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
All right. Before we get to Brian Belaga, I need everyone to brainstorm their favorite moment thus far in this miraculous summer of baseball. That's next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We are here at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater at the Wisconsin State Fair, and it is just having banger after banger of musical act. It's just another way that Bank 5-9 is making lives better. They're making the lives of fairgoers better right here, and they are the Bank 5-9 main stage. And Midland by Southall is going to be here tonight, and there's great act after great act all week. It's just another way that Bank 5-9 is investing in Wisconsin, investing in Wisconsin State Fair, and investing in you and the community, because they are their volunteerism, their charitable giving, the way they serve their customers is all off the charts, and it's all thanks to their mission statement of making lives better. So whether you're here at the State Fair enjoying the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater like we are, the Bank 5-9 main stage, which is happening all State Fair during the state length of the State Fair, or you are a customer or in southeastern Wisconsin, you can trust Bank 5-9 to make your life a little bit better. Visit bank59.com to learn more today. Member FDIC.
It's Kyle Brustin Nortman live from the Wisconsin State Fair. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line as the trade deadline looms in the MLB. 25 minutes left. I will mention Willie Castro, who was absolutely spun around by Jacob Mizorowski for the Twins, has been acquired by the Cubs.
Oh.
Much needed help where Matt Shaw has not been able to do so for them.
Twins are sellers.
We're going to be joined now by Dom Catronio. Dom, you can hear on Brewers Extra Innings, Brewers All Access Podcast. You hear him on 620 WTMJ Brewers Weekly. Dom, how are you?
Talk to me in 25 minutes of how are we, because the baseball world's melting down right now. There's a whole lot happening. I'm breakneck pace right now with this trade deadline.
Yeah, here's what we can do, right? If nothing happens, you'll feel blank. If something happens, you'll feel blank.
If nothing happens, I'll feel fine. If something happens, I need to see it. Because, quite frankly, with the players remaining on the board, I don't see a lot right now that definitely, infinitely, absolutely, positively makes the Brewers better. And yes, they've missed out on a few guys that maybe we thought would be good matches, but the Brewers aren't acquiring somebody that's going to be taking a starting spot right now, unless something crazy happens in these final 25 minutes. Because, you know, we talked about Gino Suarez for a while. That happened last night. Yes, he would have played third base. But beyond that, like, I've said it all along, the Brewers aren't in the position where they need to make a move. All these teams are making a move to catch up. There's a reason the Brewers have the best record in baseball. It's because they have a really damn good roster. So I think this is an unfamiliar territory for a lot of Brewers fans that, okay, there isn't a glaring need aside from shortstop. I hear you on that. But tell me right now, what shortstop are you getting? And don't say Carlos Correa, because he's going to go play third base for the Astros right now. So it's like, that
and
wasn't available
like
at this deadline
dollars.
At this market. That too. It's just like, it's not that simple of that there's a clear, go get this guy. Gino would have been nice, but everyone else that's available right now impacts the starting lineup minimally. I don't think Adolis Garcia is going to be available. I could be wrong on that. But again, all right, that impacts Isaac Collins coming out of the lineup. And you're like, oh, man, Isaac's playing so well. Or it's like, you know, Ryan O'Hearn, oh, we wanted Ryan O'Hearn. Okay, he's your backup first baseman. Andrew Vaughn's not coming out of the lineup. So that's where I met with this fake outrage of, Rousey to make a move. Why?
Like, fake outrage. Dom, coming with the heat. You said the fake outrage. Selective outrage today.
I think it's there, though. And part of that, I wouldn't say it's fake outrage. I had said to you guys, if something happens, it's got to fit as well because of what this team has been able to do in terms of how they win, elite defensively, good on the base pads, like make every at-bat tough. It's got to be a fit. And so, Dom, my question to you is when I asked if nothing happens, you'll be fine. Fine is an interesting answer because you know regular season baseball is different than playoff baseball. How do you see the team as currently constructed translating in the playoffs?
I do think the number one fear I have is slug tends to win in the playoffs. Granted, you know, the Brewers last year had three, four incredibly famous postseason home runs happen in game two and game three, you know, with Churio hitting two in game two and tying the game, and then Mitchell's go ahead in game two. Then, of course, Sal and Bowers. And then we all know how game three ended, another home run. So where's the power coming from? But then you could argue and say, okay, well, the power is coming from Churio, healthy Yelich. I think that's been the smoking gun of this deadline as opposed to past ones. Like, this is going to be the first time the Brewers are going to be heading the playoffs with, like, a truly exciting, you know, knock on wood, healthy Christian Yelich. He's finally over 20 homers. He's got a chance to have a 25-25 season perhaps. That's what I'm excited about, is seeing what his power can be in the playoffs, because power is sexy. The home run is best play in baseball. That's my number one fear, really, because this Brewers team has more pitching than they know what to do with. And when you have a ton of pitching, you can use it all. You can deploy it all as much as you want in the playoffs.
Are you a believer in Andrew Vaughn? Do you think this Andrew Vaughn that we're seeing is the guy that he was always meant to be, a change of scenery coming to this organization? Is obviously, he's not going to play at this level, but do you think this is the guy that we're going to be able to depend on?
I think Vaughn is somebody that the Brewers know there's going to be a little bit of a regression. Like, he's not going to hit 365 the rest of the year. But if you're telling me he's going to have a 750, 800 OPS the rest of the year, or even let's call it 850. You know, like, he'll slow down a little bit. It's not to say this is unprecedented from him. His first couple years in the show were great. He had, you know, 2020 type potential with doubles and homers, and he doesn't need to be the aircraft carrier on this team. I do think Andrew Vaughn has understood his role on this team. Hey, man, bat fifth, you get bat fourth, whatever, you get to hit behind Christian Yelich and ahead of a guy like Isaac Collins, who always tends to restart the lineup, or maybe ahead of a Bryce Terang, whatever. Like, he's in a great spot in this lineup to succeed, whereas he's being surrounded by, with respect, like, Lenin Sosa and Miguel Vargas. Like, that's just not the same in Chicago. So he's in a position to succeed here in Milwaukee, and I think that's why this lineup is really churning as well as it is right now.
Dom, my concern is, I don't necessarily need the Brewers to do anything, but my concern is all the other contenders are jostling to make moves, and relatively speaking, then, they at least catch up to the Brewers, and maybe it becomes more level playing field. If a week ago or so, the Brewers are number one in the power rankings of the Major League Baseball, are they still in that situation now after all these different trades have taken place, or have they lost a ton of ground because they didn't do anything while other teams have?
I think that's a fair critique of, like, well, everyone else got better. What did you do? And that's why we play the game on the field, right? 50 games to go. We'll see who makes it done down the stretch, whose additions really help out for the crew. But with the thought of the Brewers, oh my gosh, it's trade deadline season, you have to make a move. At the same time, it's like, there's not a glaring need, unless there's something we don't know about Jackson Churio's injury. Like, he's probably going to be in the lineup tomorrow night. You know, we'll find out tomorrow once they get this imaging back and everything, because I think the Brewers, you know, if there was some serious concern about Churio's leg, that would have been top of mind to make a move today. And the fact that they haven't here in these final 15 minutes or so before the deadline kind of indicates that they're feeling okay about Jackson right now, which means there's not a glaring need in a corner outfield spot, which means the lineup's going to be as they hopefully it wanted it to be. So it's just unfamiliar territory, right? Because, like, every trade deadline, we talk about CC so much as a city, right? We talk about CC in 2008. What a deal. Oh, my gosh. And we went all in. They push up. Guys, it's because Ben Sheets got hurt. Like, we forget this so often. Like,
they weren't sure what they were going to get about out of bench heats. They had a void. They had to fill it. They had a great team. I don't know where the void is right now that is realistically available for this team to acquire.
Dom, you sound like a real believer, so you don't think that we'll get into October and Mark might not potentially regret not making a deal?
No, I think they're totally getting in October. When did I say that?
No. I'm saying they won't regret at some point in October during the playoffs that they will regret not making a big deal to go all in to win the championship.
No, this team will never go all in. I think smart Brewers fans know that, and they know how this team operates in the way that they operate. And when I see the Brewers' version of going all in, you can argue it's what they're doing right now. Could you imagine 3-4 years ago saying the Brewers are going to pay Brandon Woodruff to not pitch for them and then put their eggs essentially all in on this second half of the season out of Brandon Woodruff and to shop in the aisle that costed $17 million to get Rhys Hoskins? In a way, this roster is built to be in the position it's in right now, among the best teams in baseball, sitting pretty heading into October. So you may think going all in is like what the Padres are doing with A.J. Preller. And might I point out, all the Brewers fans in my mentions talking about why can't they be like Preller, why can't they be like the Padres? They have the same number of World Series as the Brewers. So there's no proof of success in wheeling and dealing like A.J. Preller does. It just makes you a little more stressed on a day like today.
Dom, I feel you, baby.
One more thing to mention is what the Brewers have also, in their version of all in, have been able to do is bring up the guys that with their great farm system who have made huge impacts during this season. Dom, we appreciate you taking the time on this trade deadline. Go enjoy the last 15 minutes, and we'll follow the season together.
I got my show over on WTMJ at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be reacting to it all together as a family, okay?
Sounds good. Check out Dom on WTMJ at 8 o'clock. Kyle Bressendorfman live from the Wisconsin State Fair. Big thanks to Dom. And, of course, on a Thursday, we wrap up with Brian Balaga joining us next.
This is Kyle Bressendorfman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I've got some famous friends you probably
never heard. From the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, it's Kyle Bressendorfman, per Ken Rosenthal and Jeff Passan. The Padres are acquiring from the Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez.
There goes your move.
Yep.
Don't know what they're getting back. It likely will be prospects, but what this tells me is Nestor Cortez didn't have a home.
He didn't have
a spot in the rotation.
Yeah.
It just wasn't there.
Get what you can out of him.
They believe in the guys that they have moving forward. Joining us now on Kyle Bressendorfman is Brian Balaga. Brian, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're enjoying some music. We're enjoying the people watching. We're at the Wisconsin State Fair. Are you a big State Fair guy?
I'm a fair guy. I used to be when I was younger, but now I literally just watched a video about a ride going bad, and I can't believe I got on those when I was
younger. It's Saudi Arabia, right? It broke in half.
Yes. It scares me to death now. Can't believe I used to ride those as a kid. I like going to the fair. I like all the foods. I think that's fun. But the rides scare me to death now.
Brad made a really good point. He drives down 94 every day and looks at the Milwaukee Mile and the State Fair area. And then next thing you know, there's a slingshot that's built in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Brian, it's nothing. And then you see a little bit of constructions and boom, everything's up over the course of 2 weeks. That's fast construction for a lot of height.
Yes, I don't understand how it's safe. Or I don't know how it's legal. I don't know who's looking over the process, to be honest with you.
Some missing teeth carnies. Yes.
Yeah, the carnies. The funny part was, growing up, you go up, you hand them the tickets, never thought anything about it. Now I'm a little older, I'm can't believe I let those guys, have my life in their hands. They were building the rides, too. Unbelievable.
Some 17-year-old with your life in his hands.
Speaking of carnies, Brian, you've seen Alex Stroph, right? You've seen him in person?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Why did you giggle? So, why did you laugh?
Because it's the same. Because it's what we all think. Yeah. Yes.
I want Brian to answer the question. Why did you laugh when you got asked that question, Brian?
Because I know this is leading to something.
Brian, your spidey senses are tingling. Part of the fair is there's a carny that is something called Fool the Guesser, where they will either guess your birth month within 2 months, your age within 2 years, or your weight within 3 pounds. Would you want to guess Alex Strofe's weight for us, Brian?
We all did this, by the way.
We all did
this. Safe.
Yeah.
It's safe. You're
yes.
in a safe space.
Okay. I'm going to guess Strofe's weight. Oh, man. it's not that I get to see him every day like you guys. So, like, I'm going to go... like a buck 40.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Don't worry. When we first started doing guest strokes weight, we were like, you got to be like a buck 40, right?
Yeah, 50, because he's so tall and skinny, right, Brian?
He's got a kangaroo pouch, though.
He does.
Somehow he's 171.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm way off. All right, respect, man. Okay, my bad.
Ain't no muscle in there, though.
It's all right. It's all right.
Finally, an opportunity for Jordan Morgan to compete for the left tackle job. Who do you think comes out on top?
I still think it's going to be Rashid at this point. I think barring something crazy happens, and obviously – I'm not saying it's crazy, but I mean, he performs at such a high level for his time now at left tackle that just turns the heads of everybody. And that's teammates included, right? Because the tape doesn't lie at the end of the day in the meeting rooms. It's going to take something like that to make this change happen or to flip this competition on its head. I just think Sheed's been probably pretty steady in camp so far. I haven't heard anything that's to the contrary of that, so I'm gonna have to say Sheed at this point is probably gonna win out the job, but there's still a lot of camp left. There's still a lot of meaningful reps. It's just how many reps is Jordan Morgan gonna get of those meaningful reps when it comes to the joint practices and things like that is the question.
Yeah, I'm rocking with you on this one with Rashid Walker. But also, earlier this week, there was a little bit of a fight between Rashid Walker and Kingsley Enagbare, and Matt LaFleur made Rashid Walker take a run. Is it normal to have the rest of the offensive line, the tight end, and the running back also take the lap with the guy? Is that different?
Yeah, it's certainly different. I've never seen – well, first, I mean, I'll say this. Like, the taking a lap thing is new to me. Matt didn't have that protocol in place in 2019. So, that's new to me. But it does show some solidarity that, you know, they have his back. And I think where he's at right now as, you know, a left tackle that's kind of on his own. He's in the last year of his contract. He's in a unique position. I think they just want to show support for him and make sure they let him know that they have his back in this.
Brian, along with that question, right, we're talking about toughness and Matt LaFleur and physicality, but not too much physicality. When a team that you played on embodied physical and tough, where did you get that from? Was it the players, the coach? Where does a team get physicality from?
I mean, I think it's the players, and it's a mindset, like, right? Like, and I was saying this on Wilde and Tausch the other day. You can't train toughness and physicality. Like, that's not like a thing you go out there today and say, all right, guys, like, let's be tough and physical today. Like, we're going to train to be that way. Like, that's a mindset thing. Like, you go into practices as a player, and you go into games, and that's an attitude, and that's a mindset. And like, guys just have to understand when to turn that switch on, right? And that has to be something within the team that guys just understand. And it's not something you can train. It's not something you teach. Guys just have to be that way, and they have to make a decision to be that way. And that's how the football team is going to play when they get together on Sundays. They have to make up their mind to be that way.
Well, Brian, I look forward to seeing you look Alex Strofe up and down next time you're in person to see how he comes up with 171 pounds. Look forward to hearing you on the Homer Hour, and thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
It's been Kyle Brusson-Ortman at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. You got the Homer Hour coming up next in 2 minutes. Don't you go anywhere. End of the trade deadline, too. The Brewers did move Nestor Cortes.